Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Recall when Bill Edens, who was the my state attorney as an assistant, and my predecessor, we interviewed. He invited me to attend the interview because I, at the time, was the state attorney-elect. And we interviewed Dr. Orleski, and I can, for the position that she now holds. And I can tell you that she was very adamant that as a condition of her accepting the position, that she needed a new facility. And she wanted a commitment from each of the individuals present that that would happen under her administration.
That's, of course, Ginger Bowden-Madden, the state attorney. And I say, of course, not that you recognize her voice, but just you can figure out the clues from her saying Bill Edens' former boss before she became state attorney. But no, talking yesterday at the groundbreaking for the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office, and, of course, talking there about Dr. Deanna Orleski, and, you know, going back to when she was hired and promised this facility, it was one of the, like, the sordid history of this particular facility is kind of amazing, because it's now, I think she's been here 5 years, okay? And so this was a condition of employment kind of promise that was made to her. And other people have reiterated that same exact thing. I mean, Sam Parker said, you know, the same exact thing as he had gotten roped into working on this particular project by Bill Edens back in the day.
The brief history is, you know, we went through a turnover and I got to sit with Miss Bowden's predecessor, Bill Edens, and he wrangled me into what I thought would be a really exciting thing, and it turned out to be probably the hardest thing I ever did in 8 years as a county commissioner. And I had Dan right there beside me and our former county attorney Roy Andrews, and we had to search nationally. And I can tell you, thank you. I know I've said it to you many times privately, but thank you publicly on behalf of everyone in our district, your employees, our citizens, the other elected officials. You'll have no idea how hard it is to find a medical examiner, especially when we didn't have the facilities that she needed. And so before she ever took the job, she came down here, she toured it, and she told us she needed a new medical facility.
Because the spot in Sacred Heart in the basement is completely inadequate to the task. And it has been for a long time, completely inadequate for the task. So the promises were made, right? Sure, come here. Well, you know, there are not very many available medical examiners in the country. There are far more places that need and want one that do not have one. I mean, it's so bad that, you know, like the District 2 was, she had actually applied to be the District 2 in addition to the District 1 when they had their vacancy. What did she tell us? There's 700 in the whole country? And they're only making, was the number 32 a year? It was really low. The total, like the replacement is like 5% of the total per year. And if you can do your math, you realize, oh, that's not enough. That's no good. So anyway, 5%, that seems wrong to me now that I've said it out loud. No, that's about right, about 5%. Okay. So anyway, she was promised a new facility. Well, you know, let's just say that sometimes the panhandle makes promises, and then the panhandle is the pitch thrower, you know, the fit thrower, the unhappy little stepchild. I can say that I'm a stepchild. so, you know, because then what happened later on is after several years of inaction, right? After several years of inaction, she showed up, had the gall, as a smart, driven, committed, principled woman, to want the best for her employees and for the counties that she serves and the families and the law cases that her office serves. And she showed up at the county commission meeting about 2 years ago and said, maybe it's 3 years ago now. I can't remember. Sometimes I get my times confused. And they complained to the county commission and said, what are you doing? Why are you waiting so long? This needs to be solved. Chairman at the time, Stephen Berry, didn't like that. And then the following spring, we had all of these ridiculous allegations about the incompetence in the medical examiner's office come out of the meeting at Smokey's with some of his friends and, you know, funeral home directors who various theories about why they did this, you know, ranging from their financial interests to, you know, them agreeing with him because he was their friend and not liking that she embarrassed him in public by saying that this deed hasn't been done yet. And so all of these crazy allegations that came out, and then Jeff Bergosh published them on his blog, and then, you know, they were investigated and there was no substance found to any of them. One of the funeral home directors recanted on our show. And, you know, eventually the investigation showed no substantial evidence to justify any of those claims. It was ridiculous. And she's now suing the funeral home directors for defamation. But in the process, there was a lot of opposition to getting this done, the thing that had been promised to her for all these years. It's not a promise to her. It's a promise to the citizens who need the better facility and the work that is going to be produced by the medical examiner's office. So this has been a long, sordid process. And, you know, Dr. Oleski kind of hinted at this in her comments. You know, amazing things that have been done to her staff by, again, these false allegations that were made by the, you know, funeral home directors and, you know, in conjunction with Commissioner Barry, you know, and just it's amazing some of the stuff that they've had to endure on top of just having to endure terrible facilities all of this time. Like, you wouldn't work in the, you, I don't want to say this. You wouldn't work in this facility. If they went and recruited you to this, you wouldn't work in it. And it's amazing that they were able to get the people to work in the current facility that they got. Well, now, of course, we're going to have a good facility, which means not only better professional outcomes, but also, we, as she told us last week, they're going to be able to train medical examiners there. And the funding for this, by the way, made possible in part by the county's commissioners, who eventually relented, particularly in Escambia County, and one in Santa Rosa County, James Calkins, but that they all agreed to this, and also the funding that came from the state through the work of Alex Andrade, and particularly from State Senator Broxson, who did enormous work, not just to make it happen, but to try to get Escambia County on board with doing the thing that they had promised to do. So amazing stuff. But yeah, they were maligned. Her whole office was maligned in this.
Last but not least, I must recognize the incredible staff of the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office. You all are nothing short of extraordinary. In spite of difficult conditions and facing constant pressure, you continue to serve with unwavering dedication and professionalism. Your reputations may have been unfairly questioned, but you remain steadfast to the mission. You are my ride or die team. And this new facility will bring us together finally under one roof, unified, stronger, and better equipped to fulfill our mission.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I have to continually decide how to do in this job is figure out who I can trust, who are the good guys, and then, you know, the others. You know? And there are not a lot of others, but it's important to figure out who they are. And I will say it this way. Dr. Oleski is one of the good guys. Like, she's fabulous. She's super smart. She's highly principled. Her people love her. She gets incredible work done under horrible circumstances right now. And, she's on Team Good People. Okay. There are some others who are on Team Good People too. It's kind of funny. I had a chance yesterday, I didn't think of it at the time, but some of my favorite people who all happen to be women, by the way, in this group, but like Pam Childers is one, and former county administrator Janice Gilley is another. And, they were all at the groundbreaking together, at which Stephen Barry and Lumen May and Jeff Bergosh did not attend. nor did James Calkins attend. Ashley didn't attend. Ashley Hofberg, I don't know that she got the invitation. Steve Strober actually came, and Mike Kohler was the only one from Escambia County that came, other than Director of Public Safety Eric Gilmore and David Haru, who is the Public Information Officer. All the other commissioners from all the other counties came. Like, it was a noticeable absence for them not to be there. But, of course, they've been the opposition. They've been the problem. They've been the ones involved in the allegations or making of the allegations and publicizing of the allegations. Anyway, so they didn't show, which, you know, in some ways maybe it's better, but in some ways you voted for it. Why wouldn't you show up to celebrate the thing that's good for the people? But anyway, I didn't think of it till afterwards. I should have gotten a picture with them because these are some fabulous women. I mean, genuinely fabulous women. And to me, if you know that person A is like a really, really good person and is great at their job, and then there's other people who just can't seem to get along with them and always seem to be at odds with them. Isn't that interesting? And when it's like the same people are odds with this amazing person and this amazing person and this amazing person and Rami Edler, who the former medical director for Escambia County, who got named Whistleblower of the Year for her work bringing light and truth to what's been going on in Escambia County, the horrible, horrible administrative problems in Escambia County related to her job and the treatment that she got by county administration and by the wrongdoers within the county. You know, this woman, they're all fantastic, and yet they all seem to be at odds with the same group of people. 520 here on News Radio 92.3. So great day yesterday. All kinds of law enforcement were there. You know, Sheriff Bob Johnson, Rick Hawthorne, Chief Hawthorne from Gulf Breeze, Okaloosa. I think Walton were there. I know Milton PD was there. There's all kinds of people that were there yesterday. And it was really neat, including Senator Doug Broxson. We'll share more of that with you throughout the day. I guess I shared a little bit now. Doug Broxson actually, this is kind of interesting. He started off by praising the counties, which he's such a statesman. I'm less of a statesman. I'm more like, I think people need to know the bad stuff. You know, he's more of a, well, we solved the bad stuff. Why can't we all get along? Well, why don't you show up?
This is an incredible day. I wish I could tell you the entire background of what this means. It's really the impossible dream. To get four counties to agree to make Santa Rosa the centerpiece of forensic science in this area is amazing.
Right. And yeah, to get these counties to all vote for something without a single, in the end, officially on the record dissent, right?
Tell me a time that four counties, Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton, agreed unanimously on one issue. I challenge you to find it, but there was not one negative vote. And prior to several months before that, it was a complete split. There was never going to be a vote.
Yeah, nothing was happening. And because of the opposition primarily from Stephen Berry here in Escambia County. And, you know, I think Robert Bender actually gets a fair bit of credit on this, trying to work and work and work with the Domes Board to try to make all this happen. And by the way, I was sitting next to a Walton County Commissioner, Okaloosa County Commissioner. And when he asked, tell me the last time it happened, she's like, never. I'm like, yeah, exactly right. So this funding has never happened before for a facility like this. It's very, very, very impressive all around. 523 here on News Radio 92.3. And in case you wonder, like, okay, what does this have to do with me? You may never deal with the medical examiner in your life. But if you have a death in your family and there's any question about the circumstances, the medical examiner will figure out what happened. And if there's a criminal allegation we made, they'll be the ones to testify and bring the evidence to case so that, you know, so justice can be done. And if there wasn't a crime involved, they'll help you understand what did happen. They bring closure, comfort, evidence, justice to people who are the friends and family of those who die every single day. And they have been working on, I mean, like, PPD has been working out of a plumber's van for SWAT. The medical examiner has been working out of the, you know, structural equivalent of the plumber's van. And they still are for, you know, a little while going forward. Okay? Until this actually gets finished. And it's amazing, some of the stuff, that the work that they do and the importance of what they do.
My staff, resilient and dedicated, are the backbone of this mission. They are there for the families on the worst days of their lives, offering answers and closures. And despite the seemingly endless hurdles and adversity, they wake up every day and do it all over again.
Every time there's a death of any kind of question, and that includes all of your, you know, traffic-related homicides or just traffic-related, you know, people dying people die in car crashes every day, they deal with this. They deal with death every single day. And again, you know, do all kinds of things that you don't think about needing and being done right until you need them and you need them done right. 524 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're 64, turn to 65, you're going to switch over onto Medicare. It can be a little bit scary because it's new, it's different, it's an unknown. You know, you might be getting phone calls or emails or letters, and it can make you feel like this is a big, oh, God, no, what's going to happen? I better do it right. You know, and you got questions about, like, what's Advantage? What's Supplement? What's, you know, what is the difference between Medicare and Medicaid? Does Medicare apply to me? What about Advantage? What about prescription drugs? Okay. Or you're retired. Same thing, retiring. Okay. Or if you are already on Medicare, but you're going to make changes because of open enrollment going on, hey, call Ricky Stewart. She's a really good friend of mine. I've known her as long as we've lived here. The kind of person that you just, you'll love her. I mean, she's great. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part, handles all the Medicare stuff. So if you've got questions about any of that stuff, or again, you're getting to that point in your life, you know, I'm not quite there, but when I turn 64, I'll be calling her, absolutely calling her. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
She was a bad egg.
Yo, Jay. Wait. What? Wait.
Good morning, 527 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The United States Postal Service says delivery of mail-in ballots so far has been going well. Officials say 99.9% of the mail-in ballots that have been sent back have been delivered within 7 days during the first 3 weeks of October. They also say that 99.7% of the mail-in ballots were delivered within 3 days. The Boeing Machinist Union has rejected a new labor deal. This comes after a 64% vote against the deal, which would have included a 35% wage increase over 4 years, higher 401k contributions, higher signing bonus, and guaranteed bonus payouts. And the oldest person in the U.S. has died. Elizabeth Francis of Houston, Texas, died on Tuesday. She was 115 years old.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 528 on News Radio 92.3. The audit has come back. We actually had reported on this before, but now they've actually done the final, like the exit interview and the full report for the audit for the city of Milton. You remember how all these people were screaming about corruption and mishandling of funds and violation of permits, and all because of the Pitchfork Posse in Milton, primarily led by people who live on Cooper's Basin, sort of right down water from where they're worried about the wastewater treatment plant, which isn't going to have anything to do with the river. But, you know, they're right down. They've been yelling about this for years. And they had raised such a stink with Senator Doug Broxson that he finally consented to get the state to do an audit for the city of Milton. And you can never usually say that an audit comes back squeaky clean, but when it finishes in, what is it, like 6 months, 8 months versus a 2 years, and when everything is basically fine, an audit is never going to say everything is good. They're always going to find some things to do better, and there are some things to do better. But the, you know, as Ed Spears in the press release said, you know, look, there's no evidence of any crimes being done. There's no evidence of fraud, waste, abuse, or illegal activity being identified. which is the point, right? And the funny thing is, you know what actually the audit did reveal? I have not read the whole thing. I read the overview, and then one caught my attention. Public records is one of the key findings. And one of the key findings was that city personnel who are using personal communications devices or email accounts related to public records are not maybe doing the best job at maintaining those records or providing them, to the point where the city has now had to actually sue the mayor, Heather Lindsay, in order to compel her to release her records, which she has been refusing to do, and or all other things. So one of the recommendations is that the policies around public records connected to private devices and emails should be enhanced.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Kamala Harris says she agrees with how Donald Trump's former chief of staff and top military advisor have described him.
Do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I also believe that the people who know him best on this subject should be trusted.
Harris there with CNN's Anderson Cooper at a live town hall event in Pennsylvania. She campaigns today with former President Obama in Georgia, where former President Trump had a rally last night.
Our country is being destroyed and crippled by Kamala Harris.
The campaigns in Tempe, Arizona and Las Vegas today. Boeing machinists reject a new contract offer.
Some of those on strike say they aren't happy with the offer because the company's refusing to restore a traditional pension plan that was axed more than 10 years ago.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got clear skies. It is 67 degrees in Pensacola today. Bond has been denied for the Gulf Breeze doctor accused in a pill mill case. A Santa Rosa County judge ordered Dr. Elaine Sharp to be held with no bond during a hearing on Wednesday. The judge said there were no conditions that Sharp could be released, which would guarantee the safety of the community. The doctor faces more than 50 charges, including two counts of murder. Investigators say Sharp prescribed more than 400,000 oxycodone pills over 3.5 years, which led to multiple overdose deaths. Now there's a Facebook post going around. It claims there's a homeless camp that's taken over the boardwalks at Bay Bluffs Park, which is still closed to the public. The post claims the camp had brought in furniture, barbecue grills, and there was trash all across the area.
We've already sent our police officers there yesterday afternoon and again this morning, just in case. Campsites were broken down and back forward, and we found, as sometimes happens when it's reported on Facebook, no evidence of any of that.
And that's Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves, and he says they didn't search the entire bluff, but they did search Bay Bluffs Park, and the boardwalk system found no evidence of any of what was reported online. Well, UWF is doing fine. That from UWF President Dr. Martha Saunders yesterday. She gave the State of the University address on Wednesday and started by reviewing their mission statement.
UWF research and community partnerships advance the body of knowledge and enhance the prosperity of the region and the state. This year, as in the past, we have been true to our mission in a lot of meaningful ways. Our efforts have paid off in national recognitions, rankings, metrics, and gifts.
And Saunders went on to tout several national accolades, including being named as a top school on the Best for Vets list, being named a top 10 regional university by U.S. News & World Report, making the Great Schools to Work For list, and also several other honors. She also says enrollment has continued rising in the last several years. It's up 11% overall over 4 years, with nearly 15,000 students enrolled this year. And Saunders presented that address yesterday right here on News Radio 92.3 during the Pep Talk program. The Pensacola Police SWAT team plumber's van is no more. It's been replaced by a new armored Bearcat.
Deco, what they said, this has been a long time coming. As a former SWAT team member, I spent 14 years on the SWAT team, 2 years as the SWAT commander, to go from nothing, to go from the makeshift vehicle that we had to now have this. Really, it ups our level of service in those kind of calls. We don't send the SWAT team to calls where everything's going great.
And that is Deputy Chief Kevin Christman from PPD, and the Bearcat was unveiled yesterday morning at a press conference at PPD's headquarters. Yesterday morning, Mayor D.C. Reeves said the old plumber's van was a bit of an embarrassment when he first took office. The new Bearcat was ordered about a year and a half ago. It had been delayed for a while due to the manufacturer prioritizing work for the military. It's 5:35 right now, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Plenty of sunshine today with a high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. Keeping the sunshine around on Friday with a high near 82 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. For Saturday, sunny skies, high near 78 and a low near 61. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 67 degrees in Pensacola, 65 in Gulf Breeze, 60 in Milton. Our next news at 6 o'clock and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. In his second visit to China this year, Apple CEO Tim Cook met with Beijing officials as his company faces increased competition and looks to roll out Apple Intelligence in the country. The leaders discussed Apple's development in China, network data security, and cloud services. More from the tech giant. Apple shares fell about 2% after industry supply chain analyst Ming-Chi Kuo said the company has cut orders for the iPhone 16 by about 10 million units. Kuo said most of the cuts affect the regular iPhone 16 instead of the iPhone 16 Pro. Apple and Goldman Sachs must pay more than $89 million over failures related to their joint Apple Card. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau said the companies provided inadequate customer service and misrepresented transactions and card features to hundreds of thousands of users. Futures are mixed. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 409. That's your money now.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and agent fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's Reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Good Good morning, 5:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, not Chip Simmons, but Mayor D.C. Reeves. We had a chance to talk to him yesterday, all kinds of things that we got to with him. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, let's start with this. I was browsing my Facebooks, and I came across a post in the East Hill Neighborhood Group. It says that at Scenic Highway, there's problems. There's a lot of homeless people living on the old boardwalk. They've built a roof over the lookout tower with a propane gas range, furniture, a refrigerator, cooking food on a barbecue, garbage and trash everywhere. If they're not careful, they're going to set the woods on fire. There's defecation everywhere. There's toilet paper everywhere. The city needs to take care of this problem. You should report this to the city. What did I do? I took a screenshot and I sent it to you. And I said, hey, know anything about this? And you said...
We've already sent our police officers there yesterday afternoon and again this morning, just in case campsites were broken down and back forward. And we found, as sometimes happens when it's reported on Facebook, no evidence of any of that. Doesn't mean, you know, so maybe it's somewhere along the bluff, you know, on the entire miles long the bluff that we haven't seen. I never would say never, but if we're talking about Bay Bluffs Park and the boardwalks, we've now investigated them twice in the last 24 hours. And have zero semblance of anything there. And I think it always proves the greater point. And I would say lots of the myth busting I do in this job, you know, I would say probably maybe the most frustrating part is not the difference of opinion, you know, of the mayor wants to do A and I think we should do B. It's more of just foundational problems with fact. The city isn't doing this. They are doing this when, in fact, it's the opposite, you know. And so it's a hard thing to tackle, Andrew, as you know, in the information business because, you know, you have press conferences, you get stuff out there, and, if you can't just hand it to all 55,000 people plus, folks outside the city to make sure that they're informed. So, there's another one of those episodes of, it's not necessarily a fact. It sounds bad, but it's not a fact that we can find.
What is the old expression? The lie will travel all the way around the world three times before the truth puts its pants on. It's hard.
Right.
It's hard to battle misinformation, and it's captivating, and people share it, and they get worked up, and they, you know, my recent expression about this is it's mostly been a criticism of TikTok for kids, but especially other social medias. You know, not everybody ought to own a news station, and yet with social media, we all do. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about the camping bans, what I've been calling the A and the B ban. The B ban is the one that puts the state law into effect locally. I don't have as many questions about that because I see the value of that one, or at least in terms of giving, for example, PPD or at the county level, the Scambia Sheriff's Office, the ability to implement things that will keep us from getting sued. But the A ban is the one where it's banning on private property unless you have the consent of the owner, and then commercial property, period, across the board. I do want to give you credit. I thought one very big improvement was to remove the sleeping in the car overnight as part of the definition of camping. So I appreciate that. I thought that was a very good move. What other things have been done to change that ordinance? Because I know there were some changes. Is there anything else before second reading tomorrow night that's been done that people ought to know about?
I don't think it's anything substantive. And what I've said the entire time is we just got to have the ability to take some action. I don't think myself or any particular council member, have been particularly emotional about one specific aspect, cars or not, all that is. We just got to get something that we think is fair to property owners, fair to business owners. In the 3-hour first reading, I wasn't being flippant about saying, hey, give us your concerns and let's let the city attorney, instead of trying to hash these out and try to all play attorney, let's get all our concerns on the table and let's let our expert attorney figure out how to do it. And so I think that's where we landed. The trap that you can always fall in when you talk about whether it's a new ordinance or it's an existing ordinance, Andrew, you know, I could pull 10 ordinances blind right now, and me and you can come up with single anecdotal examples of a gray area, right? Everything, from crossing a street to code enforcement at your house. I mean, and so we spent a lot of minutes and hours using one-off examples, and you can use them both ways. You can say, well, what about this person who owns vacant property who doesn't live in the city next to your house
and there's camping and there's nothing that the code enforcement can do about it. We've had those examples happen. And so, you know, you can look at it every which way. And that's why, you know, I don't think there's ever such a thing as an ordinance that solves absolutely 100% of everybody's gray area concern. But the reality is we've got to put ourselves in a better place than we were before. And I think with these passing, hopefully on Thursday, that we're in a better place to enforce the state law with the public side, as you know, but also give ourselves the ability, to enforce in situations where we've been relatively helpless and not being able to really do anything when it feels like we should be able to do something.
And I think
it puts us in a better place.
And I very much agree with you. No ordinance is perfect. And considering every gray area, well, you know, that's where litigation usually is what winds up solving some of those gray areas.
Right.
I did notice one thing the other day. I was listening to a debate between Ashley Hoffberger and Ron Helms, and Ashley made the comment about trying to work with the county's ordinances to match up with the city ordinance so there's not like this weird invisible line between the two. And she was talking about this, but she mentioned trying to work with the county attorney to make it that like there'd be a time element in the camping, like 3 days maybe as the maximum duration. And I had not seen that in the city ordinance. Is a time element a part of what you guys had been considering as a modification?
Not necessarily. I don't want to say we haven't. I put a lot of trust in our city attorney's office to look at that precedent and what can stand up in court and what couldn't and things like that. Obviously, that they're going to be much more in tune with than I'm going to be. You start setting a time, then the question becomes why. You know, why 3 days? What about five? What about two? You know, and what's the science behind that? And so sometimes while it looks as if it's let's give this certain type of grace period, I could see there being challenges legally to it, and I think there could be some complications to why that number. Why three? Why five? Why seven? So I'm not saying that isn't a viable solution, and that certainly I'm not going to again try to play attorney, but that never really came across our desk.
I did really appreciate Adam Cobb's the city attorney's response on the effort to try to redefine involving insurance and licensing and things, and him saying, look, I just don't know that you can justify that from a public safety standpoint, and so that might run into a constitutional challenge, even though it seems like a good thing. So the lawyer is doing his job, which is good. One of the other things, obviously, tomorrow night, one of the big issues is going to be the, or at least big in terms of city importance, I should say, the Baptist Hospital Department of Commerce grant. You're going to take $7 million to go with the $9 million local match. I always ask the same question because it's a question everybody asks. Where are we at?
Yeah, good question. We'll see a lot. Right now, we've hired our own. So again, the city's taken on about $300,000 of our own money right now, so far, with demolition consultants, Geosyntech that we've hired to bring on, and they've been looking at the property. We're in a phase two environmental right now with the property. So, in short, Andrew, we've been hot and heavy in due diligence in terms of what can or can't be saved. And just the environmental aspects of property, all things that taxpayers should know before we take on this property publicly, before the taxpayer takes it on. So the same way you buy a house, that's what we're doing right now. We want to understand what we're buying or what we're getting donated to us before it's too late or before we get surprised by something. And so I think that's very important. So what you'll see in Q1 of next year, our goal is to have by March, by session, to have the donation agreement signed. And if you work backwards from that, obviously it's getting all the funding procured like we're doing on Thursday. But that's understanding demolition. We are going to probably start kind of the communication process with the community. And then hopefully in February, about January, February, we will have an RFP for demolition on the street.
Okay.
So we'll start to see a lot of front-facing action. So it seems like nothing's really going on, and it's just because we're doing our homework right now. You know, but there is a lot going on internally, but the citizen will start to see really end of December, 1st of January, we're going to start to see some front-facing action that's all a product of what we're doing right now.
Okay.
We are as aggressive, as reasonable, as I keep saying. If you look at our we've got a timeline worked out. We are really, really working hard. Erica and our economic development office is doing a great job. Continue to have conversations with Baptist. So
So I'm very pleased with the progress right now. And you know, where the rubber meets the road, Andrew, is we cross our fingers and we hope that demo number comes back around $16 million.
Right. I
mean, that's what it really comes down to. If it's 25, we got some issues. And if it's 10, great.
we'll take the bonus. Right. No, I agree. Today I will not be able to be there because actually three things happened today at the exact same time that I'd love to be at all three of them. I already had pre-committed to one. But you are going to finally, if I'm not mistaken, have an unveiling of the
Bearcat is here. Yeah, I don't exaggerate when I say when I started this job, probably one of the most embarrassing moments I had is when I saw our SWAT van.
Plumber's van?
Exactly. And when I saw that, and it kind of sounds like a joke, especially when you see it, but it really, I mean, I was honestly very embarrassed to say, hey, yeah. And I just thought to myself, how can I say that public safety is our number one issue and I'm sending our guys into the most dangerous situations they can be in an old plumber's van. I mean, so very, very excited. You know, so this is a year and a half in the making. You know, we got delayed because the military needed some work from the manufacturer, but it is here, and we'll unveil it today at 10 o'clock.
Outstanding. And you've got a big item for a mobile command center for PPD on the agenda tomorrow night for, what, $800,000 or $900,000, something
right.
like that. So big improvements to public safety.
Yeah, about $800,000, and that'll allow us, exactly how it sounds, it'll allow us to set up anywhere on port, at the airport, and have a new state-of-the-art, and that replaces about a 18, 20-year-old command center right now that's severely outdated technology-wise.
Absolutely. I always have stuff I don't have time to get to you, so sorry, but I have so many other things always to talk to you. We always like to end with a quick lightning round. A couple of days ago, it was National Frog and Reptile Day, and I asked the question, is there an animal or insect that creeps you out? Personally, D.C. Reeves, is there an animal type that creeps you out?
In that category, snakes, definitely.
All right.
You know, I'm okay with bugs and spiders and everything. Snakes, man, I just can't do it.
All right, so the Indiana Jones in you comes out. It was National Nut
That's
Day,
right.
And I asked the question, mixed nuts or single nuts? And if single nuts, what kind?
Single nuts, Planters has got this nice sweet and spicy peanuts now.
Oh.
Definitely a single, not a mixed nut guy.
I couldn't agree more. It makes you even more reasonable, in my opinion. Are pistachios worth the effort, by the way?
What's that?
Are pistachios worth the effort?
No. I'm getting lazy now. I buy pre-show.
The shell, right? Fair enough. And then the last one, similar on the snag vein, is this actually came from a listener, so I'm excited to talk about this one today. This is our frivolous topic for today. Do you ever sneak snacks into the movie theater? And if so, do you feel guilty?
I haven't, and that's not even a politician answer. I haven't. I'm worried about getting arrested by our own police department or anything. Back in the day, definitely. Silver screen, the university.
Junior high age DC might have brought some, you know, Hershey's bars in with them or something like that.
May or may not have.
Yeah,
not confirmed, but.
Very good. Well, we'll look forward to the city council meeting tomorrow night. As always, Mayor D.C. Reeves, I appreciate the time, the work you're doing on behalf of the city, and sharing it with us to communicate whatever's going on for the audience so that they get the facts instead of the Facebook shares. Mayor, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
You bet. 5:53 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about selling your home or buying a home or wondering if now is the right time, I mean, I know a lot of people have been kind of waiting on the edge. Like, you're not quite sure if now is the time, especially because of interest rates, because the cost of having the loan is high, because the market is so high itself and has been and doesn't seem to have really come down a whole lot, even though it's slowed down. And part of why it's slowed down is because a lot of people like you kind of wondering, is now the time, you know, and is it ever going to get better? And, you know, demand has kind of not crumbled, but, you know, it's a lot less than it used to be. Okay, I get it. But if you're thinking about it, why not sit down with somebody who really knows what the market is doing and can help you answer those questions? And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, you know, they sold 175 homes last year, 130 so far this year, probably on track to be about the same. They know because they're experiencing it and they're doing it consistently. And one of the things that I particularly like about Christina, and I know her team has the same message, is if it's not the right time for you, they'll tell you that. Like, you sit down with them, you say, I'm thinking about selling my home. Can I get a good price for this home? Is now the right time? you know, they'll tell you, right? Because I know she's kind of talked people out of selling their homes who, when she really sits down and thinks through with them why they want to, she realized, I just don't think you're going to solve the problems that you think you're going to solve. Maybe it's better for you to just stay with your home. Now, you want somebody like that. You want somebody who's going to be honest with you. You know, I mean, how often do you have somebody who gets paid on commission and tell you not to pay them because you're better? Like, that's amazing. But that's what you should always want in professional services. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenrinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When it comes to enhancing your outdoor experience, you need a companion that can keep up. The Kubota RTV at Parrish is your ultimate utility vehicle for every adventure. Prepping your deer plot or hauling gear, the RTV delivers powerful performance and versatility. Starting at $15,499 cash with a $2,000 rebate. Financing available as low as $285 a month for 72 months. Get your Kubota RTV today and let Parrish Tractor show you why they're more than a tractor store.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
How's it going, Royal Ugly Dudes?
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got,
you know, one of my very favorite sort of just, I don't know, psychological facts, cultural things, music, whatever you want to call it, is that when you hear We Will Rock You, you have to hear the, you know, We Are the Champions afterwards. And there is a big gap in your heart's desires if a radio station ever plays We Will Rock You and then just stops at the end. Because so many times you've heard them paired together, like it's one part of the long opera. Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, the Boeing Machinists Union has rejected a new labor deal. This news comes after a 64% vote against the deal, which included a 35% wage increase over 4 years, higher 401k contributions, guaranteed payouts in a bonus program, and a higher signing bonus. And McDonald's believes they may have gotten to the bottom of the E. coli outbreak in their quarter pounders. They believe it was slivered onions that were causing the issue.
Yeah, the FDA has not confirmed that it's the onions yet, but it's certainly a much more likely culprit than the burgers themselves, given that they're cooked.
And McDonald's says that they have pulled those onions and the beef patties, both.
And by the way, the only place this matters in Colorado. Mesa, like that.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.